Hello everybody. It's a very rainy day here. So I'm closing the windows now. I entered the kitchen and the windows were open, and I could hear the rain. It has rained all day and I think the whole night also. And the forecast says we will have a storm here over the weekend. It was very windy a week ago, so windy that Philip, with his hearing aids, couldn't really walk Taylor because he just couldn't hear him anymore because the wind was so loud and the trees and just things seemed to fall down any minute, and so it was difficult, and we are wondering if this storm that's supposed to come on Saturday or Friday, so tomorrow, will be even worse. Anyway, I'm about to prepare dinner for Taylor, but I won't give it to him immediately then, because he got sick again this morning, so he had no breakfast, and now we try and give him his dinner, but I'm going to put a little more water on it and then leave it for 20 minutes or so. So it won't swell in his stomach, but it will be soaked already when he eats this. The sickness problem. I thought, and I told you that, Taylor would get sick just because he was picking up things from the ground and then eat something like I don't know, a napkin or something, and then this would come out again. But now we are pretty sure that he didn't eat anything wrong, but he got sick anyway, and that's a little bit of a mystery. So we are going to see the vet, I don't know, maybe next week or, probably next week, because it's really, Taylor is very active all the time, very playful, very energetic, loves to guide. Only approximately once a week, he suddenly gets sick. And then he's well again, and so I don't think it's something severe, because he is so healthy all the time between, but I want to discuss this with the vet anyway, because I just don't know, now that he hasn't eaten anything wrong, I don't know why he gets sick. Of course, I already thought about something that could have upset, could have made him upset or stressed him, but I don't know, because often he wakes up from a very, very relaxing sleep and then suddenly has to throw up, and I just can't see any stress there. I hope he will, he won't get sick after he has eaten his dinner now. And so we got, we woke up, or I woke up at 5:30 this morning, because I heard that Taylor was feeling sick already. I don't know, they start making strange noise with their tongues and swallowing all the time. And he stood up and walked around, and then I got up, and then it everything came out, and so we are awake since 5:30, very tired now. And I thought about the fact that when he came to us in September, until December, he didn't have those problems. He got sick sometimes, maybe 2 or 3 times during from September to December. And then in December it started to get that regular, and it was then once a week. And then we thought, like I said, it would be just because he was picking up things and we are working on this problem. But now he didn't pick up something, and nothing plastic or something came out, only his food. And a lot of bile and a lot of water. And so now again, we don't know what's the reason, and are going to see the vet about this. Yeah, so another sick dog day here, and that's all I have to tell you about.